Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
All right, Andy, you know how this works. Highlighting somebody who is really changing the world. And that's why Stacy Jackson is the most valuable person on the planet. How about that for pressure, Stacy?
Love it.
Stacy's the executive director of Chicago Lights, fighting poverty by providing social services, job training, tutoring for all ages. How'd you get into this business?
Well, interestingly enough, I was working across the street from our offices at another radio show that doesn't exist anymore.
What show?
And I was planning to go to school for social work.
Wait, what show was it? What show were you working on?
Well, I was working at the Loop radio station.
The old Loop?
Mm-hmm.
When were you at the Loop?
Back in the day.
Well, when was that?
In 1995.
95. Where was I in 95? I wasn't at the Loop yet. I worked at the Loop like 98, 99. No, 97, 98. I just missed you, is my point.
Well, we worked across the street. Sorry I missed you.
What show were you working on?
Well, I was in the sales department, actually.
Who was the most annoying personality at that point?
Well, I can't say that.
Freaking.
I can't choose.
You know what? I know that that's true. All right, so Stacy, across the street, Chicago Lights, and you wanted to get involved right away, or you had to be sold on it?
Oh, no, I fell in love with Chicago Lights right away. There's just so many good things happening here, so many beautiful people doing good things. You know, in this world where we hear so much bad news, there's really more good happening than bad.
Now, this tutoring program, if I have the numbers right here, 93% of high school seniors who participated in the program graduated?
Exactly. And, I mean, and most of them go on to college.
It's a big deal. That's a world changer right there, just that.
Yeah, that's right. It's just really fabulous to be part of an organization that is changing the trajectory of people's lives.
What are you doing for, wow, suddenly I got emotional. What are you doing for summer learning loss, you know, where kids kind of forget everything they learned over the course of the 12 weeks of summer or whatever it is?
So we have a 6 weeks program that works with students in first through ninth grade, exactly to prevent that summer learning loss and to keep them engaged over the summer. In the mornings, it is literacy and math skills, and in the afternoon, it's dynamic arts programming. So they're learning singing, dance, digital music, drama, visual art. It's amazing. Later this afternoon, we're having a show where they're going to show off everything they've learned over the past 6 weeks.
No, that's great. And the Elam Davies Social Services Center is where adults can go when they need the basics of life, right?
Right. So in Chicago, there is over 1.2 million people living below the poverty line, and over 80,000 of those Chicagoans are experiencing homelessness. So we are a safe refuge for people to come receive some, you know, vital things like clothing, food, toiletries, and referrals, and we hope to engage them more deeply in case management to work on their goals and help them reach greater stability.
Well, I'm excited for you because you're doing a great thing and you really are working to change the world. Thank God you got out of show business. Could you imagine? You could be one of us.
You're doing good things too, Steve.
Oh, come on. Stacy Jackson, the executive director of Chicago Lights, fighting poverty and doing it one day at a time. And have fun at that deal this afternoon. How do we help you?
Well, I would love for people to go to our website at www.chicagolights.org and just get engaged with us. There's so many ways to volunteer with us, to donate, to come to our events. In fact, we're having a really fun event that is a toast to tutoring, our oldest program, our largest program, and we're going to just celebrate it and support it and make sure that 440 young people can continue to receive the tutoring and mentoring that they need to thrive.
Thanks for doing it. Get back to work. Stop talking to me.
Have a great day.
See you later. Happy weekend. That's a good person right there, Andy.
Absolutely. And it can't get any better than that. Trying to help out and not only with poverty, but put people back on the right track.
They have an urban farm that 500 pounds of produce was grown on site by high school and young adult workers while they worked to learn resume building skills. We don't know if Orion went over and said, well, that looks good.